Blog Talk Radio.
Swallowing four spoons of pain. While they hide, we dance in the rain. We are not perfect. We are not glamorous. We are not Hiltons. We are not Kardashians. We are anti-gag with our hands tied tight around our backs while Bush formed a wreck. When Obama killed Osama, we refuse to clap because America's a terrorist too. It's a fact. We are filthy poor, the opposite of Jersey Shore. So fuck Snooki and a stylist. We are not commodities. We are bleeding hearts. Trapped inside the middle of these circling sharks. We are the apocalypse standing in the dark. We're bright lights and fame are the opposite of art. So clap for the anonymous, cheer for the unlikely. Let the fucking world know who you might be. In the Marilyn Manson, screaming fuck the world like it's a national anthem. We are not popular, we are not praised, we are not 50s, we are not Kanye. We are icons without the glamorous glitz, like Heidi from the hills in a plastic kit. So while the president fucks you, the rich get rich and try to paint me as an anarchist. You made me a demon, so I'm aiming and squeezing and enjoying the pain and the bleeding. Fuck the prom queen, fuck being beautiful. We are not low hands, we are the unusual. The indisputable, misfit lifestyle, brain by the pain. Now it's aimed at the White House. Clap with the invisibles, march with the phantom. Rise up with the throwaway anthem. Than a pilot, but never had a sky view. Bottom floor poor with a knack for being lied to. Painted face wasteland, the opposite of Graceland.
Singing in a symphony of silence, defiance. Sleeping with the wolves and dancing with the lions. In a city riot, burning down the tyrants. Juggalos and misfits tackling the giants.
Featuring Rob Halford, Lift Me Up. and we are back. What up, Ghetto?
What's up, Jackass?
Much. Sleep easy.
Who did you just
say? He said sleep easy.
Sleep easy.
Yeah,
you're alone on that one.
Nah, man, my mom bought me this fucking drink called Neuro Sleep. It's supposed to help put you to sleep.
Why?
I don't know. She bought me fucking two of them. One's NeuroSleep.
I guess that's her way of telling you to shut the hell up.
Probably. And she also got another one for me that's called NeuroBliss. Helps reduce stress, enhances mood, provides focused concentration, promotes a positive outlook.
Yeah, well, that's failing.
I had both of them. Yeah. It tastes good. Now, holy shit, they put your ass to sleep. I went to make the show ends, and then I lay down, but I'm probably out like a fucking light bulb.
Really? You have to say light bulb?
Ah, yeah. You know, I love fucking GameStop fucking rewards, but Hot Topics not so much.
The hell kind of rewards do they have?
When it's your birthday, they give you a coupon for then it takes $5 off a purchase of $30 or more.
Man, I don't think I'll ever spend $30 or more at Hot Topic.
And the offer expires 30 days from the day that they send it to me. And it's like, no. If I do go into Hot Topic, the only time I go in there is to fucking say hey to fucking Tommy and Amanda and the other Matt that works there.
Yeah, because I know these people so well.
I'm in there so much that, you know, they know my name on a fucking regular basis, and I know theirs.
A regular basis as opposed to what?
The fact that I'm practically the only juggler that ever goes in there.
Wow. Usually around here for the longest time, it was, you know, there was actual juggalos, and then there was all them little mall kids that always went in there and bought all the ICP shit.
Yeah.
Once they see a juggalo in there, they try to sell you all their shit that they have in the ICP.
But fucking Tommy would do that all the fucking time. Like, I went in there, he'd be like, did you see the new shirts we got in? Did you see the new CD we got in?
Yeah, that's exactly what they do.
Yes, I see them. I have eyes.
They're like, you see this jersey you got? Like, yeah, it's fucking stupid, though. Like, if I liked it, I probably would have bought it. Don't you think?
Yeah. And then again, you know, I went in the full game. What the hell was it? I was there one day and bought a shirt just because I thought I wanted to burn one of their shirts.
shirt to burn it?
Yes.
Well, that's a waste of money.
I think it was like only like 11, maybe 10 bucks, if not more.
Should have went in there a while back here. They had a whole box full of clearance Lil Wayne t-shirts. You could have bought that and just set it on fire.
Yeah. If I knew about that, I would have.
Because they had them all on the shelves at one point. Nobody fucking bought them.
Just because of the show. Nobody likes Lil Wayne. You need to get rid of that bullshit crap, Lolita. Mother. Mala. Man, tacky people give their kids weird fucking names.
Who?
Pakistani people.
No fuck cares about Pakistani people.
I'm just saying, they give their kids weird names. I was watching fucking ABC something, that 2020 thing, I'm the jigger. And they had some chick on there named Malala.
That's not even a name.
No, that's seriously her name, Malala. Malala Yousafzai.
That's what happens when he goes to the gas station, sprays gasoline all over himself.
Actually, it's funny because, you know, the minute, like, the first time I heard her name, Malala, yes, which was like yesterday, I kept fucking running around the house going, Malala, Malala, la 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 la.
The hell was that?
I kept making fun of the bitch's name. I kept going, Malala, la 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 la.
No, there's somebody else answered you. That wasn't you.
I think it's even funnier how they have stupid ass fucking religions over there. It's like Sunni Islam.
Yeah, they got a nice religion over there. Suicide bomber.
Yeah. It's part of the Sunni Islam.
What the hell was that exactly?
I don't know. Maybe it's like Islamic in the sun, or like on a sunny day, maybe.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Let's see. Sunni Islam. They adhere are referred to in Arabic. I ain't some fuckers. I look like I'm Arabic. I'm gonna be able to fucking pronounce that shit. Fuck out of here. People of the tradition of Muhammad and the consensus of Ummah. English, where in English they are known in as Sunni Muslims or Sunnis or Sunniites or Sunni S. And why can't they have like a fucking normal fucking name for fucking religions over there? Like terrorism.
It's not a religion.
Or, I don't know, just say you're fucking Muslim. or something like that.
But they're Pakistani.
Hey, what the hell? Come on, bud. Fucking. Apparently, they fucking idolize. Ah, basically, that's the thing right there. I'm going to read right now. The etymology of sunny is a broad term derived from sunnah, means habit or unusual practice. A Muslim usage of this term refers to the saying and living habits of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. In its full form, this branch of Islam is referred to as Al-Sunnah, or literally the people of the Sunnah and community. People claiming to follow the Sunnah or Sunni, who can demonstrate that they have no action or belief against the prophetic Sunnah, can consider themselves to be a Sunni Muslim. See, why don't you just call yourself a fucking Muslim? Or you have to fucking add words to it. It's making people think that you only practice your fucking shit during, maybe like in the fucking when it's sunny out.
That would be daytime, Havoc.
Anyway, either way, still, like, I'm guessing they only practice it during the day. At night, they probably follow the fucking Mooney God and call themselves Mooney Islams.
The Mooney God, really?
Either way, they have really weird people there. They're really weird.
It could be worse. They could be practicing havocism.
Hey, that'd probably be a better religion than what they're practicing.
They have meetings where they worship the devil and piss all the time.
Hey, nothing wrong with pissing all the time.
If somebody pisses a lot, man, there's probably something wrong. So there could be a problem.
I guess. Or it could just be, you know, funny and fun.
Pissing is fun?
It could be. Especially when you're pissing your coworker's shoes. I made pretty good with my fucking birthday money this time around.
Oh, yeah? Did you buy something worthwhile?
Not yet. I'm going to GameStop tomorrow. It looked like it was going to rain or storm or some bullshit, so I just said, fuck it, stay home. Well, went to fucking Trader Joe's.
You can't go outside when it's raining.
I could, I just feel like it.
What's gonna happen? You gonna melt?
Probably. I've got about $23. No. I got like 27 in a check and about 56 in cash.
Who the hell gives you $27 as a check?
My aunt Sandy, who fucking gives me a check every single year for the age I turned. So, you know, I turned 27 this year. I got $27 next year.
So when you turn one, you got a dollar check?
I think so.
Because I just thought that was a very random number to write a check for. $27.
Hey, it'd be even funnier if, you know, when I turn 100, I get a $100 check. Well, if she's still alive by then.
Man, if either you were alive then.
$3 plus whatever the fuck's in the bank. I don't even know what the hell I have left in my bank account. Let's find out.
Let's find out.
That's all I'm gonna make, because then I get paid Friday, whenever it goes into the bank after this, gets added to it. I'm game. Let's do it up. I have no clue.
Well, this is worse than when you're high.
That was... Damn, I'll have 136. Then when I get paid Friday, whatever the fuck I get paid up, I get paid like 130 something with it. I should have about two, maybe $300. Hey, yo, let's do it up.
Yeah, it's all gonna go to food.
Actually, nah, man. I think when I get paid Friday, well, if they give my mom $3 for gas, I'm gonna go to GameStop. Reorder my fucking WWE 2K14 and bam.
Yeah, still gotta pay that last few dollars on it, and then that'll be done.
Yeah, that's where I'm gonna pay it all when I get paid for it. Well, after I come home and relax a little bit, because I gotta work fucking 9 to 1 in the morning on Friday.
Like 9 to 1 in the morning?
Yeah, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Man, you said it like you were working until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I'd be fucked by then. Because, shit. If that was the case. And if I did like I did when I worked for the fucking carnival when we broke everything down... Man, by the time I got home after that shit, because I got home about maybe like 3 o'clock in the afternoon from breaking down the fucking ride from 12 a.m. to 3 p.m. and then working, you know, from, I believe it was 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. the following day. Actually working the rides and then tearing down. Shit, man, I got home, I was out like a leg for like 2-3 days.
Two to three days? Who the fuck can sleep that long?
Now, let's put it this way. I fell asleep on a fucking Saturday. I woke up, I believe it was like, you know, a Monday or a Tuesday.
Shit. I wish I could sleep like it.
Well, work for a carnival. You could.
There's no carnivals here.
Oh. But I don't know what to tell you.
There was a random carnival thing that was randomly set up over here, but that was ran by, it looked like, a bunch of Mexicans and shit.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
They had, like, animals and whatnot.
Now, are we sure that this was a carnival and... not some Mexican fiesta?
Yes, because it was set up in a parking lot and there was games and
animals and Mexicans.
ride or whatever, I think it was like a fucking helicopter, man, just spinning around and shit. I was like, who the fuck want to ride that?
Not me, not me.
So, are you ready for the banks to be closed on Monday?
No, not really.
Well, they will be.
Like, for good or just Monday?
Yeah, for Monday.
Why are they randomly closing on Monday?
Columbus Day.
I thought there was a better reason than that. What the fuck? Who gives a shit about Columbus Day?
And all I know is I better get paid time and a half on fucking Columbus Day. Otherwise, I'm going to fucking go ape shit on somebody.
You're getting paid. What the fuck does it matter?
Oh, it's a fucking holiday. And we're just supposed to get paid time and a half on holidays. Even when you're a cart boy, you still get time and a half.
Yeah, I really don't think so.
Herman Rarebell.
Is that even English?
Yeah, that's a name. He was the drummer for the Scorpions. After that one at 8 o'clock, that metal show, they're gonna have Scott Gorham and Wiki Warwick of Thin Lizzy and Neil Fallon of Clutch. Should be interesting. You know, I think I've already seen it. I don't remember. And then, I don't know, then like a full out fucking day of Walking Dead, opening up to the,
yeah. Yep, new Walking Dead tomorrow.
Hell yeah, looking forward to that shit. It's funny how I have got the 26 episodes recorded so far.
Maybe this season they'll kill the stupid governor.
Or if we get lucky, maybe they'll kill Obama.
What is that going to do with The Walking Dead?
He looks like a Walking Dead.
Don't ever bring Obama into a Walking Dead conversation. What the fuck's wrong with you?
maybe if we get lucky, maybe one of the truckers took him out today.
What truckers? What the hell are you talking about?
All the truckers are on strike. They all went down to fucking Washington, D.C. Again, I don't know, I guess try and get the fucking government shut down to end and shit like that. Apparently they tried having the fucking National Guard fucking block them and keep them out of Washington, D.C.
Well, speaking of zombies, there's a zombie walk, I believe, that was here today.
Hey. If you fucking zombie bitches.
I'm sure there was. I wasn't there, though, but I'm just saying it was happening today.
Shit, man, that wasn't bad. I wish fucking we had one here in Danbury. So then that way I could find me a sexy-ass zombie prostitute.
Yeah, just to find out it was a real prostitute.
Man, I wouldn't doubt it.
Like, no wonder it was so easy.
I'll take it.
Oh, there you go. You can get The Purge. It's coming on DVD.
Hell yeah. Yeah, man, you should definitely check out Logan. What the hell is it? Sharknado. Tara Reid looks sexy in that shit, and especially when she's covered in blood.
Yeah, I'll pass.
That's pretty good, man. I mean, the fact that you got fucking, like, a full fucking tornado filled with sharks.
That's fucking stupid.
Well, it starts off as, like, a big-ass hurricane filled with sharks, you know, in the streets and shit, killing people. And then the fucking sharks are in a tornado, and they go flying, taking bites out of people.
Yeah. And once the sharks are out of water, they're fucking dead.
Oh.
Well, what good is a fucking shark out of water?
Well, considering the fucking tornadoes, like, all fucking made of the water that gets sucked up.
Yeah,
out,
but
like,
once they fly out is my point, man.
I don't know, man. Once they fly out,
they're
on their own.
Flop around and shit like a fucking fish.
Actually, yeah, they had one flopping about fucking, you know, fucking moving towards the people to fucking take a bite out of somebody.
Kids, this is why you don't do drugs.
Kids, this is why whenever there's a tornado in California, you steer clear.
Well, soon enough, California will just fall off, and I will no longer be there.
Yeah, be one life.
What? What the hell does that mean?
Childhood tears got me fighting fears. It got me running in circles when the devil's near. My inner strength got me dealing with the evil twist. When my brain starts to bounce, I start to reminisce. Vocabulary of a man with so much to give. Growing up with no father is the way to live. Crossroads of addiction is the way of life. It got me wondering, will I ever have a kid and a wife? Realize, visualize, I hit the bottom of the barrel. Hope you touch on my body to make me sterile. Look down my barrel, fuck humanity. It's insanity, feels the gravity. Because this planet got me feeling the pain, and this world got me locked up in chains. I got one life,
one life.
Broken neck. I got one life.
One life.
I have 20 personalities.
Fuck
humanity.
And we're back. To find some movies to download. That's probably why nobody's here. But I post up saying, we're live right now.
Yeah, because it works all the time.
Hey, it brings in Kyler, who's Terrence, we're going to name him Skyler or Tyler. They apparently didn't want to name him Tyler either, apparently. That conversation yesterday.
Man, that damn picture you sent me doesn't even look like a bottle or anything, man. It looks like some fucking shampoo or something.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a drink. Very weird.
This, you happen to find it in the hair product section?
I have no idea where the fuck she found that at.
She bought it off somebody on the corner.
They're like, I show you this too. 2 for $5.
And she's like, well, this will shut havoc up.
And yeah, this shit actually tastes good though. And plus it has reduced stress and then the sleep easy. Sleep easy actually works because goddamn it's fucking making my ass tired. Fingers. You know, Roy Wilson has a hairy pussy.
Who?
Roy Wilson.
No, she doesn't.
And I saw hair on that pussy.
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
And the same thing goes for Christy Emmy. Holy shit. There's some hairy pussy right there, too. But, I mean, at least it's not like fucking Chewbacca hairy.
Well, we all know you enjoy that.
That shit gave me nightmares. And I want to see if I can find a track that's called No More Hairy Pussy. I'd be happy if I actually do find something like that.
I'm sure there's something along those lines.
I think you should make a track that's called Chewbacca, Shave Your Pussy.
Cause Havoc's in love with a Wookiee.
No, hell nah. bud. Hey,
nah,
you know?
I mean back in the day, I mean, me and Busta B did make a song called Ugly Bitches.
You know, I never noticed this until I think it was a Friday. when I was sitting, like, I was, like, waiting for my fucking ride. I was listening to fucking Wild Like a Duck. And I didn't notice this until that day, but, man, they have auto-tune in that shit. What the hell?
You never realized that? Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm serious. I just thought that was that fucking
wow.
Bitch. Normal voice.
Wow. That's terrible, man. That just proves
like,
how he doesn't pay attention to any of the songs he plays. Next, he's going to tell me that there's auto-tune on my, what the hell's the name of that song? Dancing with the Devil song.
I think what's even funny about that day is also the fact that I ended up fucking arguing with a fucking Lil Wayne fan.
That's a pointless fight.
Yeah, but he was playing fucking Lil Wayne. I told him to turn that shit off. He comes to me saying, Lil Wayne's the best. And I responded saying, that what? Because he sure as hell can't spell. He sure as hell can't rap. So what the fuck's he good at? And then I think it was even funny the fact that I threw the whole
F is for phenomenal, right? And he goes, yeah. So I turned him and I told him, spell phenomenal. Tell me once and let me know once you hit the fucking F.
Sure enough, the dumbass that you spelled it with a fucking F.
Fucking idiots, man.
Man, it's like, no.
See, that just proves that you're not even clever, man.
Yeah, right? So the next thing I had him do was fucking look it up on his iPod or iPhone, where the fuck the shit he had. And guess what? It came up with the correct spelling. PH.
No. Lil Wayne couldn't be wrong.
That motherfucker looks like a goddamn gremlin with Down syndrome on fucking crack. With that shit little herpes on his face.
That's not herpes, it's tattoos.
Okay, fine. Herpes tattooed on his face.
Although, like, you know, it could be herpes too, but, like, I'm just saying, you got all them fucking face tattoos and makes them look even more retarded.
Yeah. I didn't even know this. But the dumbass kept trying to say Lil Wayne was the best. And I just said, yep, and he looked like a gremlin.
Why?
And walked away.
Why do people feel the need to always say that?
I don't know.
How dare you lie to my face?
Why is it I can't find a fucking track called, Save Your Pussy? Oh, wait, never mind. I think I did. It's called, Save Your Pussy and Fall Off the Tater Totter. Or Teeter Totter.
The fuck?
I mean, what's even funnier is the fact that, I typed in Shave Your Pussy because I was hoping to find a song. And, they got videos up on here saying, let's see, bedazzle your pussy. Ingrown pubic hair, vaginal hair, shave your hair. How to remove pubic hair, cherry TV. How you can shave your vagina area. How to shave your pussy. Like,
Wow. And the even funny thing is, you got one that says, how to shave your pussy, Vanda tutorial. And it's a guy trying to fucking teach women how to shave their pussies.
What?
Seriously.
That's like, interesting.
Like, why are you a dude teaching and telling women how to shave their pussy?
I guess he got a pussy.
I guess so.
And why is there a tutorial for that?
Yeah, I know, right?
It's a little weird.
Yes. Yes, it is. I think we need to go on a track. Let's see. How about we go with ICP? Nothing but a bitch thing.
Nowadays, everybody want to talk, but nothing comes out. When they move the lips, it's just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like Eminem ain't gay. Everybody forgot. What happened? What up, Dre?
Yeah.
It's all about Dre. It's all about Dre.
Compton's in the house.
Yeah, that's right. Compton is in the house.
Hold on your panties, you little bitch.
All right, hold up, dog.
Yeah.
Go easy on me and shit. You ripped my asshole last time.
Come get some of this Compton dick.
Let me take off this white shirt so you can see my bird chest.
Yeah, you want to be famous?
Uh-huh.
Spread that bitch ass.
It's all about Dre.
Yeah, Compton.
Ah, dog,
yeah,
you hurt me, dog.
Detroit rapper, you little bitch.
You're ripping my asshole, dog.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Wait, don't bust.
Come here.
Wait, dog.
Take all of this Compton.
Hold on, don't bust. Do it on my lip like a milk ass.
Yeah. Compton's in that ass.
It's all about Dre.
Yeah.
It's all about Dre.
You little bitch.
Man, don't tell Kim, dog, please. It's all about Dre.
All right, now get the fuck out of here.
Ah, shit.
Bitch, boy, motherfucker.
Bitch,
you might have them 11-year-old groupies believe in your shit, but you ain't fooling nobody, bitch.
Little radio,
you a motherfucker, bitch.
That suck my dick.
You ain't never shot at us with no paintballs. Matter of fact, you can come get these painted balls, motherfucker. Come get these juggalo painted balls, bitch. You ain't never chased us out of no club, bitch.
Weak ass.
You ain't probably ever chased anybody out of was a gay bar, bitch. Straight out of Warren. Bitch, you and Joe sucking so much dick. Your fucking lip smoke with your silly ass pretty boy rap. Me mugging and thugging.
Right there, same clown posse might show up.
What the fuck kind of rapper could be that name? Only way to draw
sucker ass motherfucker Hitler ass haircut. I choke.
And we're back.
That the only one Dante's in Inferno that they have actually in the store, but then again, I don't know if just these ones is the one for fucking $20.
That's probably the new one, like newer ones.
Yeah, probably. I'll find out when I go there. I'll go there tomorrow.
Unless it rains.
And I'll still go. Okay.
Little Havoc can't go outside when it's raining. What, you hear me talking about somebody else that doesn't go outside during the rain, huh? Like my dog, she was just yelling. She don't go outside when it's raining either.
Lollipop chainsaw, $18. It's pre-owned.
Yeah, that's probably what I should have did, but that shit pre-owned.
Let's see. Yeah, nope, not going with that. There we go. Grand Theft Auto 5, pre-owned. $55.
That's not much different than buying it new.
I know, right?
What, somebody got sick of it already?
Probably. Hey, man, maybe I'll get fucking Metal Gear Solid.
Man, I think the only game of that I ever played was, like, the second one. And I beat it on pretty much almost every difficulty.
I can find it for fucking PS3.
Don't they got, like, some type of collection or some shit with, like, a bunch of those games together you could buy?
They have the Metal Gear Solid Legacy Collection for $50.
Yeah, that thing. I didn't realize it was $50. Though.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Like I said before, you could buy that game that I guess it just recently came out. The, what was that? Payback game where you rob banks. Like, that seems to be a good game to put out, right? You know, you can go online, you can go rob banks with people.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Soldier of Fortune. Payback.
What?
Soldier of Fortune. Payback. I don't know if that's the same game or not, but they got it.
Wait, hold on. It's either called Payback or Paycheck. One of the fucking two.
Well, let's try looking for Paycheck.
Got like some clowns or some shit on the cover.
Let's see. Payday.
Oh, wow. I was way off. Yeah, I guess.
Well, technically it's actually called Payday 2. Which means there's a first one in this damn thing.
I'm just saying, man. It says that you rob banks and shit. I was like, the fuck? Like, how fun could that game be?
Yeah, right. Maybe I'll get Metal Gear Solid 2.
Yeah, that was a good one. I don't know, I don't really like, really didn't like the first one. But yet I played the second one.
It was nuts. But, no, I don't want fucking Metal Gear Portable Ops for fucking PSP. I ain't got a PSP, bitches.
I don't know, right now I'm playing God of War.
That's a fucking good game.
You could definitely tell that it was for PlayStation 2 for the fact that the graphics are so shitty, even though they remastered it for PS3.
Yeah, it was. And I played every single fucking God of War game that they ever created.
I picked one up at GameStop. It was God of War and God of War 2. It was only $5.
Yeah, those ones are good, but the newer ones are fucking... I mean, I like the newer one to an extent, because I like the fact that, you know, I can play it, but I don't like the fact that they have fucking online fucking shit for that fucking shit for fucking multiplayer. Like, seriously, do I really need to go online and play fucking God of War with other people? I can just kill people by myself.
How the hell would that work? It's a one-player game.
Exactly. That's my point.
What, do they have more characters then?
I guess. Oh. I think that the only fucking Metal Gear that they have that's fucking cheap is Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots, for $7 pre-owned.
I don't know, but that God of War game, man, that shit's all over the place, man. Like, how do you even go about to figure out that shit out, man? So, thank God it's been out for years and people, you know, show you some crazy shit that you probably would have never figured out.
Man, I have that shit I just figured out on my own. I just went through and just started fucking hitting buttons and figuring out what worked.
Like I'm saying, like, who would have thought you'd go to one place and then you'd have to go all the way back to some other place and fucking and continue from right there?
Yeah, I know. But then again, I also fucking got used to playing that shit because of the fact that I was playing the demos for it, too.
Worst part about that game is you gotta fucking swim.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a good game. That's definitely one of my favorite games out there.
I've decided to check it out finally because it was similar to Dante's Inferno.
Yeah, I mean, but then again, I haven't played Dante's Inferno yet, so I gotta play that shit.
Well, I'm just saying, it's like the same type of gameplay to it.
Well, yeah. And how about the fact that someone fucking re-edited fucking The Purge?
Re-edited it.
I mean, you know, they took one person out of the picture and they replaced him with Chucky.
Chucky.
Yeah. Here, I'll show it to your page. Check it out later.
The fuck is Chucky gonna do during the Purge?
Oh, Colorado. But I gotta check that shit out for myself.
Get killed, like he always does.
Let's see, click here to watch. see what happens here. Chucky Invades the Purge horror movie mashup 2013.
Uh-oh. This girl got a zitter zone. Uh-oh. What's she going to do?
Uh-oh. Stop it for her.
Yeah.
Take a pin.
She's probably real down about that too.
This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge. At the siren, all emergency services will be suspended for 12 hours. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Now say hi. Want to play?
Kind of full of plugs.
Okay, so apparently they did this to fucking promote Curse of Chucky and the Purge.
Let's see. Wait, somebody promoted that Chucky movie?
Yeah, at the end of it, it says, click to buy Curse of Chucky October 8th on Blu-ray and DVD. The Purge. Click to buy. I think it's funny how they did another mashup of Chucky Invades Mama.
Even Chucky couldn't save that movie.
People go and say, where did they get this Chucky from? I gotta see that. Where can I find it? Holy shit, what happened to Chucky's face? When this come out at cinema? Surti Gendel, you should probably just for your computer now for the last of fucking that fucking horrendous sentence. Horrible.
So should I feel honored that Mars is following me on Instagram?
Which Mars?
You know that guy that wears that Hannibal Lecter mask?
No, delete him.
You can't delete him.
He's a bitch.
I'm just saying, if this is even the real person, but I'm just saying, that person started following me the other day. I was like, the fuck?
I'm hoping he's not following me on mine. I will block his ass.
When's the last time you looked?
Been a while.
Well, then he could be.
Well, if he is, he's getting blocked.
I'm not even quite sure if you can delete people from following you.
Oh, but you can block them.
Not that it really matters anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Nope, he's not following me. Thank God.
Thank God. Yeah, thank God that you're following Justin Bieber, too.
And I got rid of that fucking faggot. I don't even know how the fuck he got on my shit.
He would have still been there if I would have never said nothing, though.
Yeah, because of the fact I wouldn't have checked.
And then somebody probably would have looked through your shit like, the fuck is this nigga following Justin Bieber for?
Well, let's see.
You know, kind of like how we go through people's pages, and if they like Lil Wayne and shit or whatever, you know, we don't friend them. They probably think the same about you when they say that you follow Justin Bieber.
Man, why the fuck is a little girl fucking following me on fucking Instagram? What the hell?
Why are you following little girls on Instagram?
Man, I'm not even following her. She's following me.
You following little girls on YouTube. I see you.
And why the fuck is it the fuck is this damn stupid little bitch? His name is Cute Girl Swag. Fuck out of here.
That definitely sounds like somebody you'd be following.
Oh, yeah. So much so, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how the fuck is it I end up fucking being followed by these motherfuckers and I don't even know who the fuck they are?
I don't know. Maybe they're on your Facebook.
God, I hope this bitch ain't on my Facebook.
That's usually how people find you and shit, you know, because it's you're logged in through your Facebook and shit on your Instagram. So if somebody has Instagram, it shows up, I guess, on your Facebook or whatever, however the fuck that works.
Yeah, that's just disturbing that a fucking little girl's following me.
Well, it could be worse. You could be stalking a little girl.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
The awkward moment you get in the van and there's no candy.
The awkward moment when you fucking go through this chick's fucking followers and she's being followed by Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. I'm sure Nicki Minaj is following her.
This is just disturbing. Which God of War are you playing now? Is it the first one or the second one?
I'm on the first one.
Yeah, that one is definitely easy. That is all fucking hell.
It's a pretty long game just to fight one big boss at the end, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it is. It's going to take a while after you get that game finished.
Well, not really. I'm pretty much almost done with it. I just started it yesterday.
Yeah. And then it continues on to fucking God of War 2.
Yeah, well, it's all on the same disc, so I don't even have to change the damn disc.
Oh, yeah. If you have that one, then that's one that where once you finish it, you unlock a demo for God of War 3.
No, that actually came in there, a piece of paper for like the code or whatever for that.
Yeah.
Although again, I did. God of War 3 is out, so what the fuck do I want to play a demo for?
I don't know.
Yeah, I was talking to them people about those games or whatever. They told me that another game was actually the first game, not the game that they put out for God of War, the first one. So there's one before that, and then there's God of War, and God of War 2,
yeah, there
and 3.
Is.
And then those other ones, what are the other ones, like Sparta and shit like that?
Yeah, Chains of Sparta.
And then there's like God of War, Saga, which is like all four of them or some shit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of fucking games for God of War.
And of course, then you got God of War Ascension, which is the new one that just came out with the multiplayer. That game's a hell of a lot different, though.
That just sounds weird.
Yeah, right?
Like, they better have, like, different characters or something if they're going to do that. Otherwise, it's just going to be that dude times four.
I think they might be in the process of getting ready to make a new one as well.
Jeez, man, they got plenty out right now. I think they could take a little break.
Actually, God of War, the first one, that's mainly a third-person action game, though, too. So it's not really a one-player game, it's third-person. It's good, though. Like, I fucking love it.
Oh, that's not that bad of a game, although it likes to taunt me and just make fun of me and shit when I ain't got no health.
Yep.
And on top of that, like I don't even hit the button and shit, and then all of a sudden you're doing the fucking magic shit. I'm like, that's not what I pressed. What the fuck?
Yeah, there's God of War 2, God of War 3, which is Betrayal. That's not even the third one. It's actually a whole different one, but Chains of Olympus, God of War 3, Ghost of Sparta, Ascension.
Damn, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, then of course you got three collections. You got God of War Collection, God of War Origins Collection, and God of War Saga. God of War Saga comes with five games, actually. Because of the fact that it comes with God of War, God of War 2, God of War 3, and God of War, Chains of Olympus, and Ghost of Sparta. Features two Blu-ray discs. God of War 1 and 2 are on the first, and God of War 3 is on the second. And there's a voucher to download Chains of Olympus and Ghost of Sparta.
I don't know. I got God of War Collection, so that's the first one and the second one.
Yep.
Plus some... whatever is it, God of War 2, bonus, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, the bonus would be God of War 3.
Well, wouldn't it say that?
But, man, fucking Betrayal, though. That was definitely a weird... One, to the fact that was mainly like a fucking computer version of it, because of the fact it was a non-PlayStation format game, but it was really weird, because like, it was like in like computer mode in a way, like how like a fucking Game Boy, like old school Game Boy used to look.
What? What the hell are you trying to say?
Talk about God of War Betrayal. That wasn't even for fucking PS3 or any of the PlayStations. Like when that first came out.
Oh, and another thing about that God of War game: whenever you die, and you die so many times, and it's just like you want to switch to easy mode. I was like, you motherfucker. Like, what kind of shit is that? If I wanted to put it on easy, I would have put it on easy.
but.
Yeah, they have a habit of doing that.
Yeah, it was fun. Although I gotta say, that whole fucking desert scene that they have is absolutely pointless.
Oh. Yeah, for the most part.
It all looks the fucking same. You want me to find these fucking bitches and shit.
Yeah, you're trying to switch the fate.
You're gonna find a bitch and fucking rip out her soul or whatever the fuck was going on.
I think it would be dope if, you know, if they decided to fucking make a movie out of the game.
Well, yeah, that'd be pretty dope, too. Yeah, just like Dante's Inferno, not the cartoon version.
Well, apparently it looks like we're actually planning on making a movie of it.
I mean, that's one way to learn about your Greek mythology.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, there's a soundtrack, well, an album for the game as well.
Really? There's no music on the game except, you know, just the instrumentals playing.
Well, no, there's God of War Blood and Metal, which is the EP from Roadrunner Records. And, you know, like, all the music itself was inspired by the game. The EP was, I believe, out in March 2nd, 2010. And I believe it should still be available for download on Shockhound, possibly. But yeah, like, it's got, like, some really good bands on it. Like, it's got fucking Killswitch Engage, Trivium, Dream Theater, Taken Down, Opeth, Mutiny Within. Then, of course, you got the fucking God of War 3 Ultimate Trilogy Edition bonus track, which is by the Turtlenecks.
The Turtlenecks?
Yep.
Well, if you like that soundtrack, you should check out the Twisted Metal one. You'll like that one a lot. Oh, I'm sorry. Did that bore you?
No, that fucking juice is starting to kick in. Let's see. But yeah, I'm definitely hoping that they come out with a fucking another God of War.
Man, they got a lot out, man, like I keep saying, but ain't that newest one, didn't it just come out this year?
Yeah, it came out, I believe, March.
Yeah, see? So, it's not going to be a while until they make another one.
Yeah. But, this one, if he's, you know, he's got to fight the fucking Furies. And then Ares, of course, as well.
He got to fight Fury. Good luck fighting Fury. You don't know who's going to show up.
But whereas, like in Chains of Olympus, like you have to fight like Morpheus.
We're going to the Matrix.
No, not that Morpheus. Whole different Morpheus.
Is Neo going to be there too?
No, I didn't see him. But I'm talking about Morpheus as in the God of Dreams. Who's actually part of Greek mythology.
He was also in the Matrix.
Man, that's a whole different one.
But I'm just saying, it's pretty much like the same thing. Because they go to sleep and whatnot and they're inside their heads and shit, the whole Matrix thing.
And then I believe he's also,
Speaking of the Matrix, you ever play the Matrix game?
I think that's one game I haven't played.
Whenever they put that out on PS2.
Nope, never played it.
The game was actually pretty decent. I think I beat it and then I just never played it again.
Once you actually get through that one, definitely check out all the rest of them. You gotta try and find God of War Betrayal. Good luck with that one.
I don't even think I saw that one, but I saw all the other ones.
Yeah, because Betrayal wasn't even for fucking PS3.
Well, then why the fuck do I want to find it then?
That one was mainly for like the computer and shit, like, that one was like Java Media.
Well, if it's not for PS3, I'm not going to be able to find it.
You might be able to. If they have it on, they might have it on fucking Mobi games.
I'm just saying, man, when I went to buy that God of War game, it said it was $10, and then it rung me up, and then I left, and I was like, wait a minute, because I dropped $10 on that pre-order, and then I bought that game, and he said it was $15-something. I was like, the fuck? I only paid $5 for two games? I was like, what?
Yeah.
That was a fucking deal, though, man, fucking two games for $5.
Yeah. I've gone through that before.
When it was marked at 10.
Yep, there we go. Again, God of War Betrayal. You want me to get this game anyways? They changed it up for being part of for mobile and shit like that, like cell phones and like iPods.
Fuck that.
After
seeing that damn picture right there, okay, that reminds me of this commercial I saw earlier. All right, so how about they got this new thing out now? It's called a Zelf, and it's like a fucking troll.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I was like, this is just like the updated version of the troll things.
It really is.
Nothing like keep feeding us the same bullshit.
Yep, it's weird.
Come up with something new.
I doubt they'll ever come up with something new.
Yeah, like movies. Just a bunch of remakes, nothing new.
Pretty much. motherfucker, I just froze up my goddamn computer.
But yeah, man, speaking of God of War, though, man, when the hell did Matoru become in that game?
Ah, oh, bud.
You know who Matoru is, right?
Yeah, Mortal Kombat.
You know, the half guy, half horse thing?
Okay, the Centaur.
Like, you gotta fight a bunch of those in that game. I was like, the fuck is Matoru doing here?
Yeah, right. This is just annoying.
The hell is that?
Oh, good Skype.
Why is it playing noises?
Because someone tried to fucking apparently fucking call me on video chat, and I have no clue who the fuck it is.
I answered.
Oh God, I heard that.
I'd answer it.
Of course you would.
Like, who the fuck is this? Maybe it's catfish.
That would be really creepy if fucking catfish called me on my fucking thing.
Yeah, right, man. They use Uvo now.
Yeah, but yeah, I'd be asking, how the fuck did you get my name?
They're like, well, you were in this person's email talking about how they want to meet you.
Oh, well, I don't want to meet them. I don't know who the fuck they are.
Is it a dude or a chick that's trying to call you right now?
I have no clue. It's some really weird name.
What's the name?
It looks like a fucking Hindu or something like that.
Hindu?
Yeah.
You know Hindu now?
No. I definitely don't know Hindu.
Well, that's probably true because informed people do like the fucking video chat.
Yeah. How the fuck are they getting my goddamn name?
Like, you ever see, like, a foreign person from, like, the Philippines and shit on the internet? Like, on a webcam? In the background is, like, filled with, like, a room full of people on the computer?
Man.
You know, kind of like a telemarketer place. Everybody on a fucking different computer.
Yeah. I think if I had someone like that call me like that, I'd be like, I'd just tell him, I'm sorry, sir, but I'm not looking to buy anything. Goodbye.
Or you could be like this picture I saw of if somebody took a Godzilla doll and shit and put up a sign that says, Tetsu, get the fuck up. Or no. Well, it was a picture like that, except it said, Tetsu, I attack Tokyo. Yeah, that's what it was. I was like, this is funny as hell.
Because
the kid had no idea what the fuck was going on.
And fucking, how about the fact that I was in a fucking chat room one time, and I threw my fucking Skype up in there, you know, for some chick to fucking hit me up. Oh, sure enough, a chick did hit me up, except she was Chinese, from fucking China.
I thought you liked Chinese chicks.
I do, when I speak English. If you're fucking talking Chinese or Mandarin or some shit like that to me, I'm like, English. I don't know your language.
English or get the fuck out?
Yeah. I mean, I could say tits and get the fuck out, but I don't think she ever says tits in English.
Yeah. The only bitches I ever found in chat rooms were big-ass bitches. Or they ended up being guys or some shit. Fucking Yahoo.
The
Oh, there we go. I'm gonna find out how to say tits in the Chinese.
No, great. Another language for havoc, the murder.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Watch out for the penguin, sir.
The fuck?
For the preview for Bad Grandpa.
Oh yeah, Shang-Chi.
If you haven't noticed, I'm not fixing it.
Shang-Chi.
Whatever you say.
Well, Shang-Chi is supposed to be Chinese for tits.
Man, tits is tits in any language.
And you'd hope so.
I hope so. I know so.
Yeah, but just imagine, man, you go to fucking Japan, and you run into some chick that doesn't speak English. They fucking tell her, show her tits, and she's just looking at you like, what the fuck are you trying to say?
Be like, let's go make some censored porn.
Yeah, because they're totally going to have fucking... It's totally going to be censored on your end.
You never watch, like, their porns and shit, man? All the private areas are censored.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Like, what was the point of doing porn?
Who the fuck knows?
Be like, bitch, go dress up like one of them anime bitches or whatever. Let's go make some censored porn.
Yeah, there you go. That you can see at the fucking Yaya Han. See what happens.
Man, she'd probably be down for it.
Yeah, she probably would. And then her husband comes in.
Man, he could wait outside.
Yes. Her husband can wait outside.
Like, I'm in here fucking Chun-Li right now. You wait.
Hey, look. Somebody said they're fucking posting a picture of a gun in all juggles chat.
Oh, my God. Not a gun.
Yeah, that's a zombie gun, too.
What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, it's a gun that's got like a shitload of fucking zombies all over it.
Oh, I just thought it meant it was dead.
Let's see. That's when I just saw Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What the fuck?
Yeah, back there, when I just saw that somewhere. Oh, here we go. Ashley Juggalette Baby Simpson. She got some nice titties.
How do girls get added on Facebook by Havoc? Simply by having nice titties.
Yeah, and looking good too. If you look like a fuck, if you look ugly as all shit, you ain't getting added.
time I got one bitch that was posting up YouTube videos of her naked shaking her ass, and her ass was all, like, shitty and whatnot.
Wow, it's covered in shit? That's, wow, no.
I'm just saying, man, like, you need to wash your ass or something. You make videos like this. And on top of that, how do you get fucking nude videos on YouTube?
Well, because I don't know.
Like, as soon as you upload it, they fucking kick you off.
Apparently, I managed to get through that shit.
Man, if that was the case, man, a lot of people would have that shit up on YouTube.
Yeah. People are still fucking giving into these motherfuckers.
And
fucking trolls have been single jiggles in their butts. Cush tells go, you keep calling me a jigaboo, I'ma show you what I'ma do to you. Abdul Lafi Latif Mohammed. What do you do? Cast level 44 internet spells?
Well, that's obviously a troll.
Yep. Corey Sawyer goes, shut the fuck up, Jigaboo. Abdul goes, go to...
You ever notice how racist trolls are?
Yeah, right?
You know, mainly just to black people.
Yeah. Abdul Latif goes, go to hell, Corey bastard. Corey goes, I entered hell when I saw that bitch's picture, abs.
People need to learn to shut up and move on.
Yeah, right?
I just don't understand how they could sit there for hours and just fight over nothing.
I don't know.
I think I have better fights arguing with my PlayStation.
I think I've had better fights arguing with the goddamn wall.
Hey, man, you better watch out. The wall will knock you out.
Yeah, I know, right? Does that fucking, what's his name? Twiz.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh, look. A joint account on Facebook. Lord and Josh Wilson. The problem with trolls these days, uneducated, keep saying the same thing over and over again. They are not funny, obsessed with molesting children and junkies, can't even use a real picture, and they are punk-ass bitches when you call them out or make them look stupid. They run and hide.
Well, that's in a nutshell.
Thanks for coming up.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what I think it is, too. At least somebody finally said it. But now you're about to be attacked.
Yeah, right? Man, I think what's even funnier is down that fucking big homie's trying to fight with these motherfuckers.
What? Big homie? He's in there.
Yeah. Yep.
Boy, is he fighting with him?
I have no clue.
Well, what did they say to him?
I don't know. only thing I noticed is because I figured out because the fact that he decided to come in on that fucking Saturday saying LOL.
That's
not fighting with them.
Well, that we know of. I haven't seen any of the pictures yet. Or comments. Hey, did you know Alicia Fox and Rihanna are twins?
Not really.
I didn't either. Until Wrestling of the 90 fucking mentioned it.
Rihanna don't have any hair.
Or talent.
Although she did put up nude photos on the internet years ago.
Oh, Rihanna?
Yeah.
Well, true. Apparently, Alicia, okay, well, they're not fucking twins, but apparently that's what they look like. Her real name is Christina Crawford.
Who?
Apparently fucking Alicia Fox's sister. Her actual sister, who's a wrestler.
Who the hell gives a shit what her sister's name is?
I don't know. Her sister was trained by fucking Trish Stratus and Booker T and Bill DeMott and Steve Kieran.
Yeah, so were a lot of people. And none of them made it to the WWE.
Nope.
Because WWE likes to have shows giving away an opportunity to join WWE, and then they just say fuck you whenever they win.
I think it's funny because Alicia Fox, before becoming a wrestler, she was a pizza delivery girl.
Wow, really? Thought she'd be at least smarter to have a better job.
Nope. Crawford, a.k.a. Alicia Fox, has a younger sister named Christina, who was a professional wrestler who competed in WCW and NXT under the name Kaylee Turner. Prior to becoming a professional wrestler, Crawford was a model and signed with WWE after being seen in a fashion catalog by John Laurinaitis.
Well, that explains why she really didn't get anywhere.
Yep. It was revealed in an episode of WWE Inbox that Crawford used to work as a pizza delivery girl. Before entering professional wrestling, Crawford wanted to be a ophthalmologist or something. I don't know. Oh, a eye surgeon. Her favorite food is Greek salad, and her favorite color is blue. Oh, at least now we know the way to win her heart. Just give her some Greek salad and give her something that's blue.
Yeah. Well, that's one time. What are you going to do after you already do that? You going to just keep repeating that?
I don't know. Fucking take her out to eat and make sure, I don't know. It's in a fucking blue restaurant.
A blue restaurant?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, how many blue restaurants you know?
Absolutely none.
Well, that's not going to go over very well.
Yeah, definitely not.
Get her like a Walmart vest.
Yeah, there we go.
How may I help you?
Hey, look,
There's a blue restaurant in fucking New York.
Really? New York?
Blue restaurant, nightclub, and catering in Blue Point, New York.
But speaking of people that never got very far in wrestling, fucking, how the hell did Eva Marie get on the fucking wrestling thing, man? Who the hell found her?
I don't even know.
They probably just thought she was hot, because her wrestling skills are very poor.
That's the truth.
Like, for real, man, didn't they have to train her? Didn't they see how bad she was?
Yeah. Let's see if we can find some information on this bitch. Personal life, here we go. Well, that doesn't help anything. Yep, nobody knows how the fuck she came to be. I can't find anything up on here, but
she was just grown in a laboratory.
Yeah, probably.
Except she wasn't quite ready yet.
Definitely not.
They got the appearance all good, but then they forgot everything else.
Okay, apparently they found her because of the fact she was a fitness model at one time.
Really? They wanted her because she was a fitness model?
Yep.
Yeah, just like how they wanted Beth Phoenix, you know, she was all built and shit, but then they fired her.
Yep, here we go.
She was a fitness model. She was a Power Tech model and fitness competition, 2012. Apparently, her fucking entrance theme. The Bella Twins theme.
Here you go.
If you ever meet her, her favorite candy is hot tamales. She's a fucking San Francisco Giants fanatic. And avoid her fiance.
Well, there's a key factor.
Apparently, Eva Marie has been a part of HBO's Entourage, CBS's CSI New York, America's Got Talent, 90210, and a National Skechers commercial.
I've never seen her on any of those.
I haven't either.
And that must have been the remake of that 90210 show.
Yeah, probably.
There's like the CW's version of that shit.
Because she definitely wasn't on the original.
How did he sound about that?
These fucking dogs.
Oh, wait, maybe she was. She's 29.
She's 29?
Yep.
Damn. I thought she was younger.
Let's go find my fucking JoJo chick. That chick's sexy now.
Can that chick wrestle?
Hope so.
Because all she did was stand on the apron. See, at least like Kelly Kelly and them, at least they could wrestle and shit.
Yeah.
And they were hot.
Yeah, they took a wrestle.
One of them people running a Maurice page earlier was like, who do you like better, me or Kelly Kelly? I was like, Kelly Kelly.
But yeah. There we go. JoJo is the daughter of L.A. Dodger Jose Offerman.
Who? What? What? What are we talking about?
JoJo. Her father is Jose Offerman of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Well, nobody cares.
She is Dominican and Mexican.
Uh-oh. I thought she was kind of black.
Competed in various track events. Let's see. She was in a 6-diva tag match with Natalya and Eva Marie. However, she was never tagged into the match.
No shit.
Well, it's funny because of the fact that that's exactly what was put up on her Wikipedia.
Yeah, because that was her first match.
Yeah, they didn't even let her do shit. She just fucking got in the ring.
I guess that was just to see what Eva Marie could do. They can only let one diva go at a time.
Yep. She can't do shit.
Yeah.
They would have been better off with her. With fucking JoJo in there whooping ass.
Been better wrestling with a brawling buddy.
Yeah, definitely. They're going with the fucking Brutus Clay one.
Yeah, he got a championship belt. Do you see that?
Yeah, when the fuck did he even win a title?
Yeah, when the fuck is that ever going to happen?
I mean, I don't think Brutus Clay ever had a title to begin with, ever.
Exactly. And probably never will.
How the fuck is it his goddamn fucking brawling buddy has a title, but he's never had one?
Speaking of the titles, you got your boy Zack Ryder. He's going to have his internet championship in 2K14 again.
Hey.
I think Havoc may win that again.
Hey, see, this is right here. Fucking Burns Clay, Championships and Accomplishments. Slammy Award for Best Dancer of the Year, 2012.
You see how sad that is?
Yeah, right?
That's like Lil Wayne winning all those damn awards for his shittiness.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
Oh, maybe he beat fucking Zack Ryder for the incident title.
Yeah, right.
And the WWE discovered that he beat him for that title. They're like, yep, we'll give Clay a title for his brother, buddy.
There you go. You could work Zack Ryder's title belt into the WWE so Zack Ryder can have a purpose.
And even then,
I don't think he'd have a...
Yeah, he'd probably lose the title in his first defense.
That would not bother him. That would surprise you whatsoever.
He'd probably lose it to Brodus Clay.
What did surprise me is the fact that the Wyatts had their first...
First what?
They lost a match.
They lost?
Yeah, man, fucking SmackDown. They faced up. They say it was Eric Rowan and I can't remember his name.
Luke Harper.
Yeah, that big fucker. It was them versus Goldust and Cody Rhodes.
What the fuck?
And Goldust and Cody Rhodes won.
lost to Cody Rhodes and Goldust. Come on, man. I give somebody better to lose to. Come on.
Man, I think what's even funny is the fact that Goldust, well, he thought fucking Eric Rowan was strange because of the fact of, he came in with that fucking sheep mask. Oh, that was until fucking, Goldust did that stupid thing he does where he exhales and rubs his hands up his damn body. And he fucking knocked the fucking mask right off of Eric Rowan.
Yeah, see, weird versus weird.
And then they also had a match last night where I'm retarded. As a matter of fact, it was Alberto Del Rio versus Damian Sandow.
Wow. And who won? Del Rio.
I don't know. I fast forwarded it. I didn't want to see it. Thing I think I ever saw in my life that made me puke during fucking SmackDown. I saw Del Rio kiss fucking Vicky Guerrero. Yeah, on the lips.
That's gross.
First thing is, after that, fucking Vicky Guerrero decided to bend over to tell fucking Del Rio to kiss her ass.
Ew. Hell no.
Yeah, after all that, I ended up running to the bathroom to puke.
Yeah, that's fucking disgusting.
But I mean, that's pretty good. The fact they ended up making that match with Wyatt, the Road family, that was the main event match.
Wow. I guess they had nobody else.
Yeah, and Del Rio versus Sandow was like that third match.
And he's the champion.
Yeah. Well, matches got even stupider last night, though, because of the fact they had a six-man tag match.
But of course.
The primetime players and their tag team partner, the Great Khali, versus 3MB. And what's even funnier and scary is the fact that Titus O'Neil and fucking Derek Young tried to get in fucking Khali to do the fucking Millions of Dollars dance.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, well, the fact that fucking he kept knocking fucking Eric Young's head into his fucking chest. I mean, did it.
I'm sure he loved that.
Oh, and then they had another tag match last night. It was Los Matadores versus Sunoco.
Versus who? Sunoco.
El Loco, SoCal, in Tacky Corner, some bullshit like that.
What the fuck is that?
El Local, a.k.a. Eduardo Rodriguez.
They had him wrestle on SmackDown?
Yep.
Who was his partner?
I don't know his name. There's something in Spanish.
Rob Van Dam.
Oh, no, it wasn't Rob Van Dam. It was, okay, it was the old El Locals, 1 and 2. The second one was Tyson Kidd.
Tyson Kidd coming back as a Mexican wrestler?
Yep.
The fuck? He's fucking Canadian.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, Santino Marella is Italian, but yet he's Canadian.
Exactly. Same thing with Primo and Epico. They're something else, and they come back as Mexicans.
However, they did lose against Los Matadores.
The what?
They lost to Los Matadores.
Of course, because nobody knows who the fuck they are, you know. So they have to lose to the people they're actually pushing.
Yeah, pretty much. I think it's funny at one time, I don't even remember this, but apparently fucking Ricardo Rodriguez was a manager for fucking Brodus Clay.
Maybe whenever Brodus Clay was the angry guy and helped out Del Rio.
Yeah, it could be. Either way. All retarded. Last night, made fucking TNA exciting.
Oh no, I didn't see anything of that either. Except, like, a little bit of Miss Tessmacher's ass. That was about it.
Hell, man, fucking Raw made fucking TNA look fucking exciting this week. I don't know what the fuck they're thinking or doing, but they need to get their fucking shit together.
This past week was the boring ass Raw.
Yeah. That was the one where, you know, they finally knocked, Big Show knocked out fucking Triple H.
Do you know that, that punch actually knocked Triple H into a concussion for like 3 minutes.
Yeah. Apparently broke his jaw, apparently.
Which is kind of hard to believe.
Oh, man. I don't even know what the fuck those people were thinking.
He probably actually punched him.
He probably did. If they did, that'd be funny as all hell. Like, what happened? I got hit.
You got knocked the fuck out.
For 3 minutes.
And you know this, man.
Speaking of which, that should be coming out in December.
Yep.
And Big Show looks completely different now that he's bald compared to when he had fucking hair.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know that the Big Show was in fucking Jingle All the Way?
Ain't that with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yep.
I don't remember the Big Show being in there.
He was there. He was the huge Santa.
I've seen that movie a bunch of times. Still not really clicking right now.
Well, when you see like a big giant Santa Claus, that's the Big Show. Apparently, the Big Show is also on making an appearance in the fucking Thong Song video.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Never knew that either.
That's just weird.
Not the type of video he should be in.
Hell nah. Oh, man. He was also on fucking Star Trek Enterprise. Hogan knows best. Attack of the Show. Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Australian version. Fifth Grader U.S. Syndicate version. So, yeah.
Now we got our Big Show lesson. We can all go to sleep.
That sounds good. I'm going to go pass the fuck out.
All right, peace.
Peace.